no two are exactly alike. So that's part of the surprise. It's a surprise gift for everybody involved. So no two are alike. So when you buy a Mother's Day gift for your mother, no mother will have the same gift. So it's not like you go on and they, you know, at the Hallmark store, they show you the gift to buy your mom this year and they advertise it and thousands of them get sold. Right. This is completely different. Thousands will get sold, but each one is going to be a little different. So that's kind of cool about us.
Welcome to Rochester Business Connections, powered by Bauberg Marketing, LLC, where I get the chance to chat with Rochester, New York's very best business owners, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. I am your host, Ben Albert. Don't forget to subscribe, and remember, we don't do advertisements. My fee for this show is simple. If you gain value from the episode, personally share with a friend and explain your favorite part. Let's get started. I am so happy to be here with Kelly Wright. Kelly, what's up? How are you today?
Hey, good, Ben. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm excited that you've got a nice microphone. So this is going to sound great for the people that just listened to the audio.
Yep. Yep.
And I'm more excited by ultimately the topic of our conversation today in your business, Golden Hello, because I want to give you the opportunity to describe it, but it's all about gift giving and gratitude and making people feel great about themselves, which is something it's literally the focus of my company because I believe in strong relationships and Golden Hello helps strengthen those relationships. So absolutely. I want to give you that opportunity. Well, what the heck is a Golden Hello?
Well, Golden Hello, I'll kind of tell you what it means at first because most people, I don't know if you know what Golden Hello means. Do you?
No.
Nobody ever knows the answer to this. So a Golden Hello truly means in the business world that if you are trying to recruit talent from another company for your company, you offer them a golden hello in the form of a bonus. And that's what's called the golden hello. So, but it also means that you want that person because you feel they're valuable and you're going to appreciate them. And so they come over and work for your company because of that feeling and because of the conversation and because of that golden hello bonus. So, So that's why we named the company Golden Hello, is because we found that it took us a year. We found those words and we're like, oh my gosh, that's perfect. It fits in perfect for our mission and what our vision is. So really, just a very short version of what we do is we help business owners, leadership teams, professionals create or enhance their meaningful connections with their employees and their clients. Now, with that said, anybody can go on our website and buy a gift for anyone, but really our mission and goal is to help leadership teams be able to show them how to strategize to create an employee program or a client program that ends up being meaningful and they can be consistent, fair, it's affordable, and we help them with it. So can't get much easier than that.
Awesome. So you're probably working with some pretty large companies, I imagine. Do you work with the little guy me too? Because I imagine, let's say you're a very large company, employee retention, especially when they're talented, is huge. And that's where Golden Hello would come into play, you know, gift giving for your employees. So maybe talk about some of the bigger companies, but I'm curious. So I'm a sole proprietor. Can I utilize your service as well? No, it's a two-part question.
Absolutely. But. Yeah, those are great questions. So our largest company that we work with right now is 400 employees, and we do birthdays for them. Huh. They don't do any gift giving at all. So they do other little things, but they realize with the pandemic and things happening, they really wanted to up their game in showing their employees are appreciated. So as all they do is they send me their list with their name, address, birth date, and we prepare their gift and send it out a day or two before their birthday. They're all local in Rochester, this particular company. So we can send them out 2 days in advance and they'll get it on their birthday. So that has been huge. They love the program. Everybody loves their gifts. They're sending the owner emails all the time. Every time they get a gift, there's their employees. Mm. They're very positive about it. So that's been a great experience. And we do the sole proprietor that has one employee or doesn't have any employees, but maybe they have clients that they want to keep in touch with, You know, they're a long-term client of theirs, but they want to constantly, you know, you need those 12 touch points with them, mm-hmm. and they make this one of their touch points. And then I usually typically sit down with leadership teams or owners and talk about a strategy. And we start with baby steps because I'm a newer company. I understand you have so much budget to work with. So we start with baby steps and work our way up. And maybe golden hello gift isn't in the budget right now, but maybe it will be in a year or two.
Right.
But I give ideas and suggestions on how to strengthen your relationships and what little things you can do that cost nothing or they cost very little to start with. So we do all size businesses. It just depends on what they're looking for.
That's perfect. And it's true. You want to have a lot of touch points. I know personally, I'll shout their names out. I just recorded a podcast with Dave Mamano, and a previous guest, Mike Bergen, has been on the show. And I didn't realize that they basically collaborated on a book together. So the moment I saw that they wrote a book together, it's $2 on Amazon. I bought the Kindle edition and I emailed Mike to let him know, hey, just so you know, I bought your book. I'm excited to read it. And it's such a small touch point that as you start building that relationship and then maybe build a stronger relationship with your employees or, you know, very, very, very important clients, I could see utilizing your service regularly to really show them that I appreciate them. I'm wondering, is this the kind of thing where I'm just going through and I'm checking boxes to put together my own box, or what can I expect out of a Golden Hello gift set?
So right now, it's been a very exciting time for us. Right now, we're actually in the midst of changing our box.
Cool.
And we're having a new website built. We're having our dream website built. Finally.
So your current website's not your dream website?
It is not. We like it.
I was going to say, I think it looks great. I think it's a good representation. I'm excited to see where it goes.
Yeah. It does. Our website currently is very nice, but like anything else, when you start working it and when you start realizing, you know what, this needs to be on our website or, you know, and this website platform doesn't do it for us. We needed to change platforms. So when we changed platforms, we ended up getting a different company at the same time because they had some other different things to offer us, which we were excited about. So we actually just had our second meeting today and our website. It looks fabulous. We're so excited about it. So and so then we have new photos on there. It'll feel more personable. Kind of tells our story a little bit more about my daughter and I, her business partners. So it's exciting. So hopefully by June 1st, the new website will be out and our new boxes will be out. And on that, the new website, we have some flexibility. We've made some things flexible for customers and clients because we get a lot of corporate inquiries. So now they can literally just go on a website and we have a whole questionnaire for them to fill out. So when we get that back, now I have something to go back to them at faster instead of them sending me a note, me asking all these questions, them answering all the questions, then getting back to them. So it'll be more efficient. And if someone wants to go on and just order a birthday gift for somebody, we'll have designer boxes now. So they can pick a designer box. They could pick the price point they want to be at. And then we have you fill out a box on, you know, what's your favorite color? Is there anything specific you want in the box? And if we could accommodate it, we do. So it's a little bit more personalized.
Yeah, personalized, accommodating, efficient.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Go on.
But part of the golden hello is it's no two are exactly alike. So that's part of the surprise. It's a surprise gift for everybody involved. So no two are alike. So when you buy a Mother's Day gift for your mother, no mother will have the same gift. So it's not like you go on and at the Hallmark store, they show you the gift to buy your mom this year and they advertise it and thousands of them get sold.
Right.
This is completely different. Thousands will get sold, but each one is going to be a little different. So that's kind of cool about us.
I love that. I didn't know that. I obviously didn't do enough research, but that like just made me like just spark up, just get excited because I'm thinking about that. You know, when you give the gift, you can even say, none of these are exactly the same as the next one. tell me what you got, because I don't even know. It's like a mystery box. Does the sender know what they're giving? Right. Or is it a complete mystery box? That makes me want to send the gift just to like.
Yeah, the sender doesn't know. We get a lot of reviews back or emails, and they'll send a picture to us of the gift that the receiver received. They're like, oh my God, they loved every single piece in it. And they show me a picture of it because they got a picture of it. Yeah. So it's very exciting. So if you're the type of person who has to know what you bought and what you're sending, it's probably not the gift for you. But if you're the type that, you know, wants to be a little adventurous and, you know, wants it to be a surprise and doesn't want two things to be alike, wants it a little bit special, then it's that gift is meant for you to purchase for someone or to receive.
I'm excited. I'm excited for the new site. I was going to apologize offline in the fact that I'm backlogged a little bit, so this won't come out until June. We're recording this at the dawn of May, but that might work out perfectly.
Perfect.
I want to help promote this website. I'm excited to see it myself. And
yeah, thank you.
I'm wondering how long of a time coming has it been? How long ago did you start Golden Hello?
We started Golden Hello in April of 2017. I'm sorry, April of 2019.
Okay.
Before that, 2017, we started a business, and this was like secondary in our business. We were decorating cubicles and workspaces, again, in an employee appreciation type atmosphere. And then we added these boxes, but then we realized it was way too much for us to do. We were so busy doing decorating, especially locally, that we got into these big jobs and we really didn't want to, but it paid the bills, right? So we did. And the boxes were secondary, where we really wanted those to be up front. So 2 years later, we said, you know what? We got to make a decision. So we changed the name of the company, changed the website, and it's Golden Hello, and it's only boxes. So that was a great decision we made because we couldn't do it. It was too much. We couldn't do everything. And the boxes were really on the back burner because we were too busy with decorating jobs.
That's smart. I mean, double down on what's working and what excites you and you're passionate about. I'm wondering, have you always been an entrepreneur? You mentioned your daughter's your co-owner, right? Are you guys mm-hmm. just, is entrepreneurship in your blood, or is this one of your first projects of the life?
No, it's in our blood. My dad owned his own business. He supported 8 of us.
Wow.
Owning his own produce business.
Six siblings,
and then my parents. So there was 8 of us total.
Wow.
So he supported us. Yeah. Oh no, you're fine. And then my husband's father also owned his own business. Then my husband has owned, him and I started his landscape business 35 years ago. And I still do his book work for him. And it's a small landscape business. And he's really starting to wind down a little bit and starting to think about retiring. So he does landscape business. And both of my girls have worked in the landscape business. My oldest daughter, 13 years ago, opened up a pottery painting shop in Fairport. And we all helped her create everything about it. We all worked there, and she's very successful and owns it to this day. And my daughter, Christy, opened up a barber shop called Americano Barber Shop and Spa on Monroe Avenue in Brighton. So she opened that up with another girl. So they own that. Plus her and I have Golden Hello Company. So we all work in each other's business except for we're not barbers, so we can't work in her business.
Sure.
But we've been there. My husband's been there painting and, you know, doing all kinds of stuff. So we are all, it's in our blood. It's in our blood. We love it. We thrive off of it. When someone's down and out, we got to go help them. If they're short staff or we need help at Christmas, we got all hands on deck. So it works out great.
It's incredible. It's exciting to see an entrepreneur family here in Rochester helping the economy, you know, helping the community grow. Are you born and raised from Rochester? Or tell me a little bit about, okay.
Yeah, Ben, born and raised in Rochester. Yep. Always lived in my parents, when they built their first house, it was in Henrietta when it was dirt roads. And I grew up in Henrietta. And then my parents and my sister moved out to Lima, Mendon area. And then eventually my sister-in-law moved out here. We moved out here. So we've been out in the Mendon area now for 18 years. And yeah, but love Rochester. I'd never, ever move from Rochester. My husband's from North Carolina, born and raised.
Okay.
But he loves Rochester. He has been here since he's been little. So he loves it here too. We would never move from Rochester.
So another two-part question. So one thing that you love about Rochester, let's say you put the books down, you're not working, you're just going to have fun. What do you like to do in Rochester? And then the second part's going to be if you have any criticism or feedback to help us strengthen the community.
Yeah. Oh, there's so much I love about Rochester. I love all the festivals, of course. I'm going to miss the Jazz Festival downtown.
Right.
Because part of its uniqueness was downtown, of course. So the festivals are all wonderful. I love the Park Avenue area. I love walking down the canal in Pittsburgh and Fairport. There's just so many beautiful areas in Rochester, so many great restaurants to eat at. So it's so sad to see that some of them have closed, unfortunately, because of the pandemic. But
right.
So many great restaurants to eat at. So I love Rochester. I love it. What I would say that we need work on would be our crime, because the city was just going so great and people were flocking down there and I loved going down there. And so now with this crime, it's sad. So hopefully they can get a handle on this and get it under control.
Yeah, it's definitely a multifaceted issue because I'm in the city, right? And I see some of the beautiful apartments they're building.
Yeah.
It looks amazing and it's been growing over the years, but we need to figure out leadership and we need to reduce crime. I don't have the answer as to how this is done, but as Rochester continues to grow, we want to make the community safer and more attractive to move here. Because I think it was Dave who I just talked to, as I said, was mentioning that it's almost a hidden gem. Like people are afraid to talk about how good Rochester is. I don't know if they're trying to hide it from the world and keep it to themselves, but Rochester's such a gem that we need to find a way to make it as safe as possible and continue doing, kind of like you did, continue doing what we're best at, being creativity, community, you know, gratitude, anything like that. Grow that. Now I'm on a rant, right? But I love Rochester.
Yeah,
and I see such a bright future for us, you know?
I do too. I love Rochester. I would never, ever move. People say, get out of New York, the taxes. Yeah. I love Rochester. I'm not moving. There's so many great things to me that override the high taxes of New York. You know, we have great school systems. We have, you know, we have great, great healthcare. I mean, you go down south and it's just not nearly as good as, and a lot of cases as ours is. So there's a lot of things that override high taxes. Our housing prices are great compared to a lot of places. So lots of great things about Rochester.
You said it, healthcare, good education. So the taxes might be high. I don't live in Long Island. I don't live in Manhattan. Living in Rochester, the cost of living here is pretty cheap too, right?
Right. Yeah. It's reasonable. It's very reasonable. Exactly.
So back on business ownership, because I'm curious, I kind of digress because I always do that, is so you are coming from an entrepreneur family. You guys are just great business people, but it's not all hunky-dory all the time, I imagine. Whether it's a golden hello challenge or a challenge in your husband or family's businesses, maybe present a challenge that you've been faced with and a little bit that was done to overcome it or a huge mistake and what you learned from it, just so we don't have to make the same mistake, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
This is always a hard question for me.
It's a hard one. I feel like in my business and Christy and my business, Cold and Hello, I don't feel like, I feel like any mistakes we've made have just been learning curves because we're trying to figure out what works and what doesn't work. So I don't feel like we've made that big, oh my gosh, mistake. So I feel like there's some things we need to do that we should have done sooner than we were doing them. But again, that comes with the time and learning and a little bit of risk taking and all those things. My husband's business really is the same way. If I could say anything about his business is he's just so good with people. And he's got, some of his clients have been with him for the whole 35 years. He's got a lot of seniors that he's just so good with people. He never wants to raise their prices. And I'm like, this year, we've only raised it once in 35 years. I'm like,
oh, wow.
Honey, we got to raise prices this year. Do you see the gas? I mean, we have to raise the prices. We'll send a nice letter out to everybody. We have to explain to them, let them know. And if they have a problem with it, tell them, you know, we'll let them know to call us. We can talk it over. And you know what? Every single one of them understood. And so he's so nice to people. And part of his giving back is for seniors, which is wonderful. We need more of that. He really does a lot of work and helps them. He'll change your light bulbs. He'll clean their, he'll do whatever they need him to do. So if I could say anything, I would say that he probably could be making more money than what he does. Because he's so personable with his customers because he's had them for so long. So, I mean, they get gifts every Christmas, every one of them, we hand deliver them. I mean, he just, you know, what landscaper do you know gives a gift, brings a gift to your house at the end of the season or at Christmas? He does it the week of Christmas. So I would say that he's just so giving sometimes that it, you know, he could be making more money than what he's making. He'd give stuff away.
It's kind of a good problem to have because, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but he sounds like a very kind, compassionate, hardworking man that he probably sleeps. Maybe he doesn't sleep well at night. I sometimes don't sleep well. It has nothing to do with having a good day, but he probably sleeps well at night and gets up in the morning with a clear conscience that he cares the hell about his customers. But it's a good problem to have. Mm-hmm. Because at some point, you probably should charge more. I say that to businesses all the time. Like, part of marketing and what I do is giving the opportunity to charge more because you deserve more. Again, a good problem to have, but he seems like a great guy, you know?
Yeah, he is. He is a great guy. It's funny. I'll just say this fast. I got to brag about him a little bit. I've been married to him for 42 years. Okay. But I had a 60th birthday, a surprise birthday party for him. And I couldn't invite everybody to my house. There's a lot of people that we know, a lot of people. We have a lot of great groups of friends. And people were actually calling me saying, you know, geez, my son and daughter-in-law want to come to his birthday. They weren't invited. And I'm like, I know. I'm so sorry. I've already had 80 people coming to my house. How many more could I fit? And like five people literally called me, or people that we invited called me to say my son or daughter and their husband or wife want to come because we know them, because we know the whole family. They really want to come to his birthday. It was incredible. I've never seen that before.
Wow.
It's like, oh my goodness. Yeah, it was awesome. So and it was a great party.
You said you've been 42 years?
Yesterday was our anniversary, 42 years. Yeah.
And I'm not asking your age. It doesn't matter. I wouldn't have guessed you were any older than 50, 55. And then I tried to do some
thank
math
you.
And I was like, that's a long time to be with somebody. That's great.
Yeah. We were in high school sweethearts. Oh. Yeah. We were married early. I was 18. He was 19. My youngest daughter's 40. So you can kind of, or my oldest daughter's 40. So you can kind of get an idea how old I am. But
well, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
So general question, what do you do after all this time to stay chipper? You know, one thing that I'm realizing personally is the stuff I was doing 2 years ago to get me to where I am here today, sometimes I forget about that. You know, I'm focused on my business and I stop doing some of the things that got me there. And I'm wondering, you know, whether it's reading or mentorship or if there's anything specific you do still today that just keeps you chipper and rocking and rolling in your business.
I have a regimen that I follow every day faithfully.
I love this.
It's very, very rare if I miss it. And if I miss it, I do it later that day.
Okay.
It's become such a habit. It's probably 3 years I've been doing this now.
You sound just like me.
Really?
Yeah, literally.
So, yeah, I get up, I do my shower, or whatever, and then I pray. I'm a Christian, so I'll pray. Then I'll tell myself how my day's gonna go. I have a list of, you know, this is what I did. I got up. Got up with my husband, and we are happy. We're healthy, and I go on about how my day's gonna go until bedtime. You know, I'm going to have great opportunities today. I'm going to talk with Ben today. We're going to have a great conversation. You know, whatever it is, I tell myself how my day is going to go. I don't let my day tell me how it's going to go. It doesn't always go that way, but 9 times out of 10, it does go well. And I'm very into music. So I listen to music. When I'm getting ready in the morning, I'll either put on a favorite podcast, or someone always sends me someone like you sent me yours. I listen to that in the morning. So I'll listen to the stuff that people email me, and I have videos. I'll listen to them as I'm getting ready, or my favorite podcast I'll listen to. Sometimes I just listen to music, but I'm always listening to something.
Do you have a, just to interject, do you have a favorite pump up song? Do you have a favorite song for the morning?
Oh, I have a whole playlist, Ben.
Yeah.
I got a whole playlist of pump up. Yeah.
I want to put it in the show notes. I want to hear them.
Oh God. Yeah. One of them is, Moulin Rouge song with Christina Aguilera when she sings, Gitchy Gitchy. Yeah. Yeah. Da da. I don't know the name of it. I love the oldies but goodies.
Yeah.
So I have a whole list of, I have a whole playlist of songs, and I use that same playlist when I work out. My new thing this year is, stationary bike. And, so I was walking, but I walk near a lot of woods, and this past year it was bad with seeing either coyotes or fox or a bear. I'm like, oh my gosh. So I, you know, my husband goes, you know, put the bike in the back near the pool and just bike back there when it's nice out. So that's what I'm going to do. But I'm biking in the house right now, but I play my music, and I, you know, ride like 4 to 6 miles, not every day, like every other day. So that's helpful to me too. And I love music. I play the guitar. I don't play it as much as I'd like, because when I start, I don't want to stop because I love it. But yeah.
Those are some things
I do.
A lot of your problems are good problems to have. Love playing a guitar so much I can't stop. Husband's way too nice.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I want to get to know you personally just a little bit better. So we'll move over to the rapid fire round, where it's just short and sweet, either or you can fill in the blank questions just to get to know Kelly a little bit better.
Okay.
Sounds good?
Sounds good. I feel like I'm at a game show.
Yeah. Oh man, I was going to do a game show joke and I totally freezed. I don't know if you have any. But then, okay, let's go. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
You know what game show it's like? It's like Family Feud. That's what I was blanking on.
Yes, Family Feud.
That's what I was blanking on. I was like, I want to tell a joke, but I can't think of it. And then
Family Feud, yep.
You can tell it's late in the afternoon right now. So Family Feud. All right, back to it. I basically just used the whole 30 seconds. Mornings or evenings?
Morning.
Favorite ice cream flavor?
Chocolate custard almond.
We'll do favorite podcast, or give me a couple.
I love Simon Sinek.
Ooh, I like him too. Favorite book or a few?
I love Simon Sinek, starting with Why. I like John Ruland's Giftology. I like Gary Chapman's 5 Languages of Work Appreciation.
And we'll do one more guilty pleasure, whether it's a dessert or just something that, any guilty pleasures of yours?
Oh, dessert. I love dessert. Mm. Cake, pie, chocolate. Love dessert. Don't eat it very much, but I love it.
What kind of pie?
Oh, black raspberry or blueberry.
All right,
I'm
hungry now. So Kelly, it sounds like me as a solopreneur, I can still utilize Golden Hello for my clients. Obviously, if I'm leadership and I'm part of a larger organization, it's a no-brainer to be utilizing your service. So it can really help anybody. So if you're a human and you're listening to this, literally anybody, where should we go? How do we follow up with you and stay in touch?
You can just go to Golden Hello Company, all spelled out, .com. And on there has our phone number, has our emails, has a form you can fill out. So you can get in touch with us anyway through goldenhellocompany.com.
GoldenHelloCompany.com.
Sounds great. Simple, right?
And I hope that website's going to be live soon, because I'm going to help promote it, because I'm super excited to see it.
Thank you.
And, you know, I'm just one person. The listeners might have questions. Do you think there's anything we missed? Is there a question that might still be on a listener's mind that we maybe didn't address? I think you did an awesome job.
No, thank you. You had some great questions. So yeah, no, I don't think so. I think they probably may have more questions on the gifting, but once they get to the website and see, they'll understand it a little bit better that it is mystery or surprise boxes and that type of thing and what comes with them. They'll see the quality in the different items that may be in their box. So they'll get that once they look at it.
Cool. So goldenhellocompany.com. If you have questions, you can go there. You can also just email me, DM me, LinkedIn, any of that shabam. I'll put that link in the show notes. I just appreciate you, you know, spending the afternoon with me, Kelly. It's been fun.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. It's been nice getting to know you a little bit better too, Ben.
Thanks for listening to Rochester Business Connections. Don't forget to share this, rate, and comment on your favorite platform. You can also email me, ben@valbertmarketing.com. Let's connect soon. Until then, keep thriving, everyone.